This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There is another theory around the dismissal, if you will, of Sidney Powell, the distancing themselves by the Trump team of Sidney Powell. That's the way it's being presented. Now, I talked earlier in the broadcast, first hour, and I said, you know, maybe Sidney was too aggressive for them or all that. Speculation, purely speculation. But I want to present another idea because, as I told you guys, I'm not the purveyor of all knowledge. I believe that we all need to share this stuff. That's why I call my brand the Black Sphere. So you could look at it from any perspective. And there's a perspective that I think is worthy of discussion. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with us. TheKevinJacksonShow.com. So what is this alternative idea around Sidney Powell? Well, I'm going to get to that in a second, but here's what I want to tell people. There's a lot of other stuff that's going on in this. You know, we've been talking about the holidays and how this is going to be the most different holiday that we've ever had in our lives. This is the first year where people are telling us how to be for Thanksgiving. They're telling us what we can do for Christmas. There are states that are mandating how you celebrate with your family. You can only have this many family members, this, that, and the other, and y'all have to wear masks, and if you do this, and how are they going to police it? They're telling businesses when they can open, when they can close. I mean, this is America, and we're going through this. First time in the history of my life where we had to lock ourselves down, impose slavery, call it whatever you want. Concentration camps of our own creation. Shortages of food. We look like a third world nation. We look like Cuba. Shortages of toilet paper. People running to go get stuff. And by the way, it's happening again. In case you haven't noticed it, one of my buddies, he called me from Florida. He says, Kev, we're out of toilet paper. And I was like, well, hey, if you run into a crunch, I got plenty. If the price is right. No, I didn't tell them that. But I did tell them we had some. I said, if you need me to send you some, I got it. Because we bought and bought, you know, during the time, started acquiring little by little. I got some sandpaper toilet paper that I'm willing to give to anybody. That stuff sucks. It's like a 100 grit. It'll take the hair off your bum bum. You know what I mean? But anyway, so the holidays are very different, and life as we know it changed dramatically. I told you guys I'm supposed to get a hernia operation, trying to get it in before the end of the year because we've had some, you know, other medical stuff that's got us, you know, where I don't have to pay very much money, and I got to pass a COVID test. I've never had to pass a test to go get an operation. I may have to pretend like I got, oh my God, I can't do my hernia, and go get emergency surgery where they gotta take me. It hurts right here in these two spots where my hernias are. Oh Lord. And I've warned everybody, look, if the government can turn your behavior on something as it is, and I'm going to call it innocuous because I don't believe the woo flu is nearly what people say it is. You can have whatever reaction you want, and I'm cool with it. But respect mine. And I think it's a farce. It's a disease that at best has killed 50,000 people in America. That's it. At best. The flu will kill more people. But by the way, there is no more flu, right? You know this. Every death that occurs from now on until, you know, a leftist is in control is because of COVID. Now, when Trump wins this victory and we blow up the system that the Democrats have used to cheat, and we maybe implement a governmental system that has all kinds of checks and balances, then maybe we can... Well, at that point, Democrats are done. In case you wonder why Democrats are fighting so hard, it is because if this blows up, they're done. Democrats may not win elections in big cities if this blows up. Rhino Republicans, the same. If elections are held on the up and up, the average American can win a seat. You can become a city councilman or whatever. The power structure, as we know, is destroyed if all this occurs, and it's going to occur. I believe it's divine intervention. This stuff's going to occur. Anyway, back to Sidney Powell. So people are saying, well, Kevin, maybe this is a theory. I'm going to tell you how smart you guys are. Maybe the theory is Trump wanted Sidney Powell to do for him what she did for Flynn. But she can't be directly related to him, you know, in terms of working for the party or whatever, or the president himself, or the GOP. She has to do it on her own because it can't look like Trump is the one who did it. In other words, he needs a right-hand man, a wingman. You know, you go into the bar, hey, what's up, Bill? Bill sees you. You come over, see a girl, chats it up, and Bill talks about how great you are. Makes sense to me. Because Sidney Powell was going strong. She was becoming her own, you know, a beacon for the Trump campaign. And suddenly, just, it was like, nope, she's not with us. She's on her own. They didn't diss her. They didn't go, you know, they didn't give any reasons like, well, you know, she's outspoken. We don't like this. There's no innuendo. There's no, underlying reasons that are leaking out or whatever. People didn't like Sidney. So this is viable as a theory as anybody, as mine. It's as viable as anybody else's. Sidney is being position so she can go into court, she can raise these questions, she can present the evidence as a private attorney, and Trump just looks back and applauds. Strong Jay. Gotta love what that Sidney's doing. And meanwhile, his team is doing what they're doing, which is disrupting all these other things. You guys, you know, I'll talk a little bit about Pennsylvania if we get some time, because I want to set that up and do it right. But Trump can just say, we're going to stay focused on making sure that procedurally we get all these things pulled out of these courts where these idiot judges are going, oh, that's not right. Well, you know, this, that, and the other. And Trump says, okay, we'll pull it from you. Excuse me. We'll put it in an appellate court, or we'll prep for our Supreme Court presentation or whatever they're going to do. You know they're looking at state legislatures or working with the GOP, as they should be. And Sidney will do the rest of the grunt. Works for me. I love it as an alternative potential of what's going to happen.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
The trick in runoff elections, or any election for that matter, is to get the right message to the right person. Think of it as a smart bomb. This isn't an ad that everyone sees on the nightly news. This is a video delivered to a persuadable voter right after they request their mail-in ballot. The Republican National Committee knows how to talk to Trump voters to make sure that they show up. But as we can see from the results of the presidential election, there won't be enough to win these two critical Senate races. I partnered with Protect American Values PAC to help them go after the people the RNC won't be talking to. We reach these new voters with targeted videos and social advertisement, and we tell them why. Even if they didn't vote for President Trump, they need to vote for Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue. Here's something you might not know. Ralph Warnock, one of the Democratic candidates for Senate, once compared Israel to the apartheid South Africa. I bet Jewish voters in Atlanta don't know it either. And we can find them and we can make sure that they know the truth. This is how we advance the conservative cause and put a check on Joe Biden's ability to turn our nation into a socialist nightmare. To donate, go to protectingamericanvalues.com. www.diabetesfreeradio.com/KevinJackson.
You're living with diabetes and using insulin. You know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. Paid for by U.S. Med.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dent.
We got a lot to talk about, but I gotta cover. Excuse me, I gotta cover this topic. Oh my goodness. I know who Howard Fineman is. You know, I've heard his name before, but I guess he's a news analyst for MSNBC or something, but I've heard him in other contexts, but I love this guy. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. com 844-551-8255. So Fineman, in the early hours of the morning, he criticized Obama's new memoir, A Promised Land. And here's what he says: I'm an Obama fan, but can't help but noticing that he lectured Trump about ego management on the eve of publishing a 700-page first volume, all in caps, of his own autobiography. And it's so true. How do people rationalize this notion that Donald Trump has this massive ego, which he does,
I have no problem with people having an ego. I've talked about it on this program. An ego is healthy. What do you want people to have, a crappy ego? Ego means I. It means self in Latin, right? Self. So it says, I take care of self. I've told many people that we used to help every organization out there. Oh, yeah, Kevin, can you help us? Can you help us? And finally, I got to the point, I said, hey, look, if I don't survive, I can't help you. Call it ego, call it whatever you want, but no. Let me tell you how girls end up dancing on poles at strip joints. When you belittle their egos. When you make them feel little. When mom's always going, I don't like your hair. Why are you doing this or that? You got to be encouraging to people, to their kids. You must hear the words. Here it comes, people. Feed the ego. How do you think your mate decided on you? Because you were dogging her? Or him? Yeah, I come to this place and hang out. I normally don't talk to people that look like you, or act like you, or walk like you, or talk like you, or have jobs like you. Yeah, that'll get you endeared to people. You feed egos. People do a great job at work. Hey, Chris, wonderful job. I'll tell you, I'm tough on my staff. They know it. I go, hey, guys, unacceptable. I expect better from you. But when they give it to me, you know what I do? Feed that ego. Way to go, dude. Knocked it out of the park. And you know why? I do more negative. You know, I mean, I'm not a negative person, but I'm saying, I tell everybody, if you don't like something I do, you're fine to tell me. I'm not going to be like, oh, man, you're just jealous. Whatever. It's good. You know it's better than yours. I don't get like, it's like, whatever, let's move on. Okay, what do you guys like? And I tell my entire team, don't be married to an idea. Don't get mad if I don't like what you do. We'll work on it. You know, we'll figure it out. That's what conversing, communication is about, right? Figuring it out. But and I'll be honest. Most of the time, it's okay. It's enough for us to get by. I mean, internally, not externally. Not what we produce for you guys. No, we knock it out of the park. But internally, it's enough to get by. Look at some of my websites, people. Kevin, you can use it to improve your websites. Yeah, well, guess what? The barber doesn't have the best hair. But when they do good internally or externally, I go, dude, or hey, babe, you knocked it out of the park. Yo, look at you. Anyway, this guy, Feynman, criticizes Obama for his book, and he gets pilloried by the left. Some guy wrote, he's getting dragged for this. But isn't that kind of, oh, this guy is supporting him. He said, Dan O'Sullivan said, he's getting dragged for this, but isn't that kind of true? He got wrecked on Twitter. But they say, he's not the only media figure with criticism of Obama's massive memoir or its accompanying media blitz. On Monday, The View co-host, Sarah Haynes questioned whether Obama could have postponed his book tour is not to distract from Joe Biden's victory. Yeah, because here's Obama taking a victory lap when Joe Biden is supposed to be taking his victory lap. Well, good luck with that, Joe Biden. You ain't sitting in the Oval Office. But anyway, I got a clip. It was from Tucker's show, and it was Adam Carolla. We cut it back a little bit, but here they are yucking up about this.
You might want to consider listening to Barack Obama talk about himself in his second autobiography for 29 hours straight. I know that sounds a little crazy, but listen to this sample from his new audiobook and try to ask yourself, are you not irresistibly attracted to that idea? Here it is.
She generally avoided talking to me about the horse race aspects of the campaign, which is why I was surprised when in bed later that night, she turned to me and said, you're going to win, aren't you? A lot can still happen, but yeah, there's a pretty good chance I will. I looked at my wife. Her face was pensive, as if she were working out a puzzle in her mind. Finally, she nodded to herself and returned my gaze. You're going to win, she said softly. She kissed me on the cheek, turned off the bedside lamp, and pulled the covers over her shoulders.
Wasn't he supposed to be a great writer? Weren't they always telling you he's a great writer, really? Adam Carolla is the host of the Adam Carolla Show. He has some ideas about how you might spend 29 hours of free time. He joins us tonight. Hey, Adam, how would you spend 29 hours, not that you ever have it?
Well, first off, let me tell you how big this book is. I downloaded it today, and my phone got heavier. I think it's $19 at Amazon, but shipping is $1,700.
He's not that much older than either one of us. He was president, I'll give him that, for two terms. That's great. But two autobiographies before you're 60, I think we can say he doesn't have a self-esteem problem.
Now, you know, as I was sort of thinking about this subject, I thought it's interesting. So our current president, everyone accuses of being an insane narcissist. So everyone thinks he's an egomaniac narcissist. But the reality is Obama is a bigger narcissist than Trump. Yeah. Trump comes in a narcissist package. Trump comes in a narcissist package you can see from outer space. And Obama's kind of like a stealth fighter jet, but he's much more of a narcissist than Trump is. And I know a lot of people would go, how's that possible? It is. I believe that if you took those guys and you squeezed them and you got every drop of narcissism out of them, that Obama's beaker would be much more full of narcissism than Trump.
It's interesting, though. I mean, I wonder, in the 29 hours, does he acknowledge that his mismanagement, the division that he caused within the country over 8 years, paved the way for Trump? Does he ever take credit for that, I wonder?
I don't know. I was only able to listen to the first 17 hours on the toilet this morning, so I haven't gotten to the rest of the book.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That it wasn't Tucker's best interview. When he tries to when Tucker tries to be funny, it comes off disingenuous to me. But Adam Carolla knocked it out of the park. You know, the $1,700 is stupid to your phone and stuff. What a massive ego that guy has, and they want to blame, say Trump has one.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I mean, as long as you keep your mask on, everybody keep their mask on and stuff and stay distance, I think everything should be all right. I don't expect a lot of people to come out today.
the views of one shopper on NBC News this Black Friday. People did line up outside Walmart and Target to get their doorbuster deals. People social distancing and wearing masks as required. President Trump weighing in on the fight against COVID-19 as cases keep surging across the country. We await data from Thanksgiving, but the United States is reporting more than 181,000 new infections on Wednesday. With the vaccine on the horizon, speaking at the White House on Thursday, President Trump says Joe Biden deserves no credit for the vaccine.
Don't let him take credit for the vaccines, because the vaccines were me, and I pushed people harder than they've ever been pushed before.
USA Radio News. A top Iranian nuclear scientist has been killed near Tehran, according to state television. He was considered the father of Iran's nuclear enrichment program. The cause of death has not been released. A familiar name is getting back in the boxing ring this weekend.
Iron Mike Tyson, now 54 years old, is getting ready to go back into the ring to box.
Well, listen, I'm not trying to knock nobody out, like you said, but I'm trying to protect myself at all times.
Mike Tyson on GMA.
I've been getting in shape. I've been feeling good. My brother-in-law asked me that I want to fight somebody. I said, no way. Then the light went off in my head. I said, hey, but does he want to box me? Because the guy was an MMA fighter. And so he said, yeah. So I said, I'll box anybody.
Mike Tyson versus 1988 silver medalist Roy Jones Jr. Live at the Staples Center in Los Angeles Saturday night. The pay-per-view event will set you back about $50.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The server seizure is now confirmed. They said this according to reports from multiple sources. It was a U.S. military that seized the servers in Germany. That would be interesting. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want to talk about the peaceful transition of power. Red State did this article about it, and it was a down memory lane, you know, about how things went during the Obama years and this so-called peaceful transfer, which, of course, only a moron would believe actually happened. I can only imagine, as Barack Obama invites Trump to the Oval Office and has to sit in that room with him knowing that he is the guy he's going to hand the button to. After everything he did to stop him, and knowing, you know, the potential for the blow up that could happen, and he had to sit there and act as if he really, you know, wanted to, you know, this is the way things work. You know, Trump won. We lost, and so we're gonna do a peaceful transfer. You believe that? There was no such thing. So anyway, they wrote this piece. Detailing the reminders of this transition and what the Democrats did to essentially make this the most chaotic transfer probably in modern history. Even when, in the Bush family, God, I just stick my finger in my mouth and gag myself when I think about them now and this relationship they have with the Obamas and their hatred of Trump and their hatred of us. It really does, remind you that George H.W. Bush was the head of the CIA and he was building the deep state that we're talking about. Wow. Anyway, this guy, he excerpted some of the pieces of this whole thing and it is amazing. So here's one. They boycotted the inauguration. 53 Democratic members of Congress refused to attend, accusing Mr. Trump of conspiring with Russia to tip the election. Mueller, of course, did a three-year investigation, $40+ million later, on a ruse. We know it was a snipe hunt. Nothing was ever going to come of it. But they still wanted to. That was their excuse for not coming. He's not a legitimate president. Totally legit. How he won. He was the most legit president in modern history because there were people that would have bet their kidneys that Trump was never going to be president. Left-wing activists
actually attempted to interfere to stop Trump-pledged electors from doing their constitutional duty. They deployed emails, phone calls, and social media videos by celebrities. One group that called itself Hamilton Electors, named after, of course, Alexander Hamilton, the creator of the Electoral College, tried to persuade Trump electors to let Democrats vote in their place on the promise that they would vote for a moderate Republican. This is what happened during the smooth transition. By the way, I want to be very clear, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. It is within Trump's rights, or anybody else's, as was Al Gore's, to contest an election. It's within their rights. Donald Trump made it very clear. He said, when they asked him, point blank, during the debates, he says, yeah, if everything looks like it's on the up and up, I'll accept the results. But if I suspect that there's been any skullduggery, no. He was very clear. He was asking in 2016, he was asking in 2020. And in 2016, it turned out his way. In 2020, we all know what happened. We all know what happened. Democrats know what happened. But we're talking about 2016 right now. And Barack Obama, vindictive, scared little pansy, was doing everything he could to thwart Trump. Everything. He was working his FBI overtime to make sure Trump would not have a smooth transition. And so were many other people. From the moment Trump was elected, they had the resist movement. Well, guess what we're doing with Biden right now? Resist. You will never, ever get my support, will Joe Biden. And he's never going to be president, so don't worry about it. But he wouldn't. If he was, I wouldn't support him one bit. I would, again, never call that man president. Are you kidding? I would anywhere I would go, I would talk about America's, you know, I'm not even going to say it because it isn't going to happen. But I would talk about America's idiot. That's what I would call him. Anyway, the calls were immediate for Donald Trump's impeachment. Maxine Waters led the impeachment before Trump. She was, we've got to impeach this man. We've got to impeach him. What was his name? Al Green. Impeach him. Everybody, the only way we can win the election, they were people saying this, is to impeach Trump in the next election. They were like telling us the only way to win. The reason why Michael Moore and what's his name? Bill Maher, Big Nose, Bill Maher, they were so afraid because Trump had so much momentum. They both knew what was going on. They knew Donald Trump was going to win. If you were to interview them today and ask them, what do you think happened? And they were to be honest with you, not that they could be, because they're leftists, but they would tell you, oh, Trump got cheated. Michael Moore and Bill Maher would say, no question in my mind. If you were off the record, you know, never going to be heard, they would tell you that point blank, because both of them knew exactly what was going to happen on election day. Trump was going to blow through Obama's numbers. He was going to get millions of votes. And I'm going to tell you, when it all comes out, I think it's kind of humorous when you think about them watching the numbers, you know, with Dominion voting systems. And that algorithm just working its butt off, man. That algorithm is sweating like a Baptist, Black Baptist preacher. You know, they got a handkerchief on that algorithm. Get it, algorithm. Work it, baby. I'm trying up in here. I'm trying. I'm going to save some people. And so the algorithm is sweating like a Baptist, Black Baptist preacher. And the algorithm finally go, I can't go no more. I can't do it. And they go, hold on, Mr. Algorithm. And they change it. They change it because Donald Trump, I chuckle at the idea that they set that algorithm with a number and Trump demolished it. So much so that at the same coordinated time, they had to do their bad stuff. They had to commit their crimes. And that time stamp is one of their massive problems because it happened in too many places simultaneously. Boy, fun. Yep. So anyway, going on about this impeachment thing, they said she cited how Trump characterized Clinton's health during the campaign as a possible criminal charge.
Yeah. Remember, Trump was like, Hillary, she's over there, she's dying. By the way, Hillary had the flu. That's why she was falling out in the Secret Service in the different vans they had her in and stuff. She had the flu, not the Wu flu. Dang, they killed her. She'd had the Wu flu, she probably wouldn't have even known it. Unity. Democrats say, if we get in office, we're going to bring the country together because we're going to show them that we're all in this together with climate change and letting everybody stay at home and not have to work and a host of other things. Yeah, we're all in this together. I told you guys, 73% of this country graduates college without a degree that they're going to use. Which pretty much puts the back of America on 27% of people who graduate college and actually go do the career that they want. And we can have a philosophical argument about, Kevin, the 73%, they're a big percentage that find themselves and they go out to do. You're exactly right. I'm not debating that. But what I'm telling you is, I think it's silly that you're going to spend tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, and you don't even know what you want to be or do. They have a place for that. JUCO, Junior College. Go there. Take a correspondence class. Do an apprenticeship. Expand your mind and learn how things are going. You know, what you like. Anyway, this article finishes. They remember what happened in 2016. They also remember the 4 years of hell Democrats and the media put this country through after the bogus bombshell after bombshell that either went nowhere or in some instances ended up being fake news. And that's what most of it was. This one of most sticks out in my brain is Schiff. What should happen to him? He blatantly lied. I have definitive proof that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, and he never brought it out, never gave anything. I think that should be one of the things. You should be able to be prosecuted for telling lies like that. But we can't. These people are exonerated from that stuff. So, yeah. Peaceful transition, my butt. Donald Trump has every right to fight. He is fighting. He will continue to fight. The soul of this nation depends on Donald Trump and team winning this fight. No bones about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. 800-763-4829. That's 800-763-4829.
Double benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year and must qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The level of cheating in this election is insane. And the methods, the number of ways, it's almost like how many ways can we communicate with each other? Remember when the ways we used to be able to communicate with each other was we could pick up the phone, tethered to a wall, or we could write a letter, or you could get in your car and go visit. That was about it. Then we got the internet and you could email. We thought that was a big deal, right? Remember then you could fax or you could text. It was a big deal. Or that two-way walkie-talkie thing that Nextel had. Now you can Zoom. You can Google, what do they call it? I don't know. They got a version of it. You can Microsoft do it. You can do it at least five ways on your phone. You can send an instant message. I mean, there's got to be 15 different easy ways to communicate. It's so much easier now. Yeah. Well, guess what? So is cheating in elections. The number of ways was limited for a while. And then we got these machines, and you can auto-fill in the ballots. Supposedly the Trump team has places where the ballot is pristine and perfect, not done with a marker, filled in by a computer. I mean, the old way of going out, getting a bunch of silly Negroes to do your dirty work and dropping off stuff at the precinct in the dead of night after you get the count. How many do we need? 3,213. All right, got 3,220 coming your way. That's what's happened. Democrats supposedly, get this, offer gift cards to Indians in Nevada. This guy writes, should surprise no one that Nevada has problems with election security and voter fraud, especially after the state mailed an absentee ballot to every registered voter this year, whether they requested one or not, then received back more than eight times as many mail-in ballots as they did in 2016. Again, a statistical anomaly. That's part of the reason Republicans in Nevada filed another lawsuit alleging widespread voter fraud and irregularities. The mass mailing of unsolicited ballots is, of course, a recipe for fraud. Even more so in a state where the voter rolls contain tens of thousands of people who haven't voted or updated their records in more than a decade. This is how you get dead people voting. But there's another less sensational, perhaps more consequential election scandal in Nevada that hasn't yet made headlines, even though it's been hiding in plain sight for weeks. Under the guise of supposedly nonprofit, nonpartisan get-out-the-vote campaigns, Native American voter advocacy groups in Nevada handed out gift cards, electronics, clothing, and other items to voters in tribal areas. In many cases, documenting the exchange of ballots for prizes on their own Facebook pages. When I tell you the Democrats, gah, they will do it in front of your face. There's a skit where a woman comes home, husband's in bed with another woman. The woman comes in the room and she's appalled. You know, screams and what does whatever. And the man and the woman just get up, get their clothes on, act as if they don't even see the woman, the wife. The woman walks out. The man goes in, sits in his man chair, and picks up the paper and starts to read as the woman exits. And the woman is just, the wife is standing there looking at him, just in, you know, in, I don't know if the right, if I'm using this the right way, but incredulous, going, I know what I just saw. And the husband's like, no, you saw nothing. And it's a skit. I remember the skit and thinking, wow, you know, maybe they did make her believe that nothing happened. That's what the left tries to do every single day. This is illegal, this guy writes. Offering voters anything of value in exchange for their vote is a violation of federal election law, punishable by two years in some cases, in prison. And as much as $10,000 in fines. Now, this includes raffles, free food, free T-shirts, and so on. Get out the vote effort in Nevada was blatantly criminal. In your face. They put it on Facebook. Yet the Nevada Native Votes Project Facebook page contains post after post of voters receiving something for value in exchange for proof that they cast a vote or handed over an absentee ballot. In one post, two men display $25 Visa gift cards they received after dropping off absentee ballots, presumably to somebody who works for the Nevada Native Votes Project. I'm going to move on. Pennsylvania lawsuits, you know, Trump sued him. Here's one. He's not the only one, though. Kelly and others have sued him, and this guy wrote this. The new lawsuit from Kelly and others is serious stuff. I just read the background, as well as both counts specified, which can be found on his final pages. And it's even better than what I thought, than what Giuliani is doing, in my opinion, he says. See for yourself. And he puts it there. Now, the Trump team files a lawsuit, and the lawsuit is thrown out. Donald Trump's team is appealing now this federal judge's dismissal of his campaign's efforts to block the certification in Pennsylvania. Now, what most of my buddies are telling me and my legal beagles and whatever is that Trump expected this. I certainly believe that. I think Trump was like, get them all filed, get them all to declare that we're not worthy. We'll take them out of their courts, put them into the appellate courts, see which ones we win. The ones we lose, we'll go to the Supreme Court. Meanwhile, we'll keep fighting it in the court of public opinion, yada, yada, yada. So, this guy wrote, the judge, Matthew Brand. He said, Trump had asked the court to disenfranchise almost 7 million voters and seeking such a startling outcome, he said, which a plaintiff could be expected to provide compelling legal arguments and factual proof of rampant corruption, but that has not happened. So I don't know whether they were saying, we're not going to waste it at this level. Let's get it out of there. I don't know. But here's what I actually wrote about it. I believe that, and again, I'm repeating myself here, but the Trump team sort of knows the playbook here. I wouldn't be shocked if they looked at what happened with Al Gore and just made sure they didn't do what Gore did, because Gore ultimately lost, and he should have. He should have lost. I'm not a fan of the Bush family, either HW or W, but I will say this, I would have rather had Bush than Gore. Now, in retrospect, I don't know, the gap between the two of them wasn't nearly as wide for me to be so excited that Bush won. But I was at the time. I remember my oldest son, he was probably about, 8 years old or something, but he runs into the bedroom because I'm watching the results, and he runs in, and he's like, Dad, because they were all charged, you know, like, because it was such a big deal. All my kids were like, you know, they couldn't wait to tell Dad the news. So it finally comes that Bush had won Florida, and I actually had money on it. I won like $250. But my son came in, and I was hugging this kid, and I was jumping up for joy to get George Bush. Yikes. Anyway, Judge Brand, who's an Obama appointee, as they said, he accused them of disenfranchising 7 million voters because they were talking about equal protection. And here's what he said, that some counties may have chosen to implement the guidance or not, or to implement it differently, does not constitute an equal protection violation. Let me tell you, these guys cheated. They moved the goalpost in every way, in any way they could impact Trump. And what I chuckle at every time I think of this, what I'm about to tell you, they never anticipated the vote count. How could you? All the polls said Trump's not popular. They never figured this guy could be that popular. Trump got, I think it's now, it may have even grown, but I know it's at least 10 million new votes. Trump had enough votes by himself to, and I don't want to get into the numbers, but every election, every 4 years, we grow by a certain number of votes because we have a number of new registered voters that turn 18. Trump's number by itself is that automatic sort of a voting block that gets added every 4 years. Anyway, I don't know if you understood what I'm talking about. Next time I want to talk about Jake Tapper giving a real good sign that Trump's going to win the election.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.